Mesechta Saita, Daf Yudalad, two lines in the bottom of Daf Yugimel Abayz, and the Gemara continues to discuss the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Pasuk states, Vayikbo Isai Bagai Be'eretz Moav, Mul Beis Par. The Torah specifies exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, and Amra Brachia, Rabbi Acha teaches us, Simon Teich Simon, that although the Torah gives us exact spot as to where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, and it doesn't try to hide the exact spot, and the Torah tells us it was Bagai, which is a depression, Be'eretz Moav, in the land of Moav, and it also tells us, Mul Beis Par, and and even so, up until this very day, we don't know exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. The Gemara continues and tells us the story of and that the Roman Empire wanted to see if it was actually possible to find out and figure out exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, and therefore they sent two soldiers, and we continue on Daf Yudalim and Aleph, Eitzel Gastro Shel Beis Par, to the ruler of Beis Par, and Harenu Hechem Moshe Kavar, and they asked of him, where exactly is Moshe buried? When this ruler showed them the general area where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, when they went to seek out Moshe's keva, Amdul Maila, when they went up on top of the mountain, Nidabal Hamlamata, it looked like Moshe Rabbeinu's keva was on a lower point, and there was some sort of a mirage, and therefore they thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried on a lower point. And Lamata, so then they went lower down, Nidabal Hamlamata, and then they looked for Moshe Rabbeinu's keva, and it appeared to them that Moshe Rabbeinu's keva was higher point, and again, that was a mirage. And finally, they thought to outsmart it, and Nechakul Shtei Kitais, so they split up into two groups. The ones that were standing up above, higher on the mountain, Nidabal HaLamata, it looked like Moshe Rabbeinu was lower, and Lamata, and those that were standing lower down, Nidabal HaLamata, it appeared to them that Moshe's keva was up above and higher on the mountain, L'kayim Mashenema, and this was a key of the pasuk that states, L'yoda ishes kvurasai ad hayayim hazeh, and the Ben Yoda explains that the reason why the Roman soldiers and the Roman government were so interested in finding the keva of Moshe Rabbeinu was because they always wanted to go and destroy Klai Yisrael, and they knew that if Klai Yisrael would know where the Kevin Moshe Rabbeinu was, then they were able to go and be mispal there, and therefore they wanted to make sure the Klai Yisrael had no idea, and it was impossible to figure out where Moshe Rabbeinu's Kevin was, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rab Chanina, after Moshe Rabbeinu, in the day of Hechen Kava, that even Moshe Rabbeinu himself doesn't know exactly where he was buried, as Ksiv Hacha, Benegayim Moshe's burial, it states, V'yod Isha Skrurasei Ara Yemizah, V'ksiv Hasam, and Benegayim Moshe Rabbeinu, it states, V'zay Sabracha, Asha Berach Moshe Isha Lekim, and since Moshe is called Isha Lekim, therefore when the Torah states, it means that even Moshe Rabbeinu, who's called an Ish, does not know where he's buried. And we know that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos states in Parakei Mishnah Vav that one of the 10 things that were created Bein Hashmashos is Moshe Rabbeinu's Keva, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Keva was not Min HaMidah, and therefore was only B'derech Nes, and that's why it's impossible to find it as it's above nature. And this is similar to the idea that we find that the urn is Einu Min HaMidah. The Gemara continues, V'am Rab Chama B'chnina, Mifrei Ma Nikbo Moshe Itzel Beis Par, why is it that Moshe was buried next to Beis Par? Kedei L'chapa Meis Par, the kfura of tzaddikim is mechapa on averis, and his kfura would be mechapa on the maisa of the Beis Par, where we know that the Bnei Smayo came to Klai Yisrael, and they caused the men of Klai Yisrael to be mezana with them. And Taisus brings from an agada, b'chol shana v'shana be'isha chatu Yisrael be'Bnei Smayo ba'isa perek Beis Par oylu l'mayla kedei l'katreg v'lehaske avayin. The Medrash tells us that every single year, at the exact time that Klai Yisrael did the schet with the Bnei Smayo, at that time Beis Par goes up l'mayla to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and wants to be a prosecutor against Klai Yisrael and mentioned that various that they did. But the Maisa, while he's going up and he sees the Keva Moshe, then he goes back and he sinks down and he's not able to go up to Shemayim. We will go and learn the Bach in Ois Aleph where the Bach heads in another piece of Gemara. As the Gemara now states, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu's Keva was concealed from everyone and no one knows where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried? Rabbi Chama B'chanina teaches us, it's clear and revealed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Beis Hamikdash will eventually be destroyed, and Klai Yisrael will go to Golos, and maybe at that time they will go to the Kruah of Moshe and they will go to this Keva, and they will go and cry, and they'll say to them, you should go to Hashem and daven for us, and Moshe will be able to battle Gzira, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillahs will even have a stronger effect after he dies than while he was alive. That we find them when Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, and they created the eagle. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Klai Yisrael, and there were many tzaddikim, Moshe Ba'aron v'Yeshua, Elder Medad, v'Ayin Zekeinim, v'Shach HaChom, v'Tamidim, v'Osu b'Shvilam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen to any of them, and the only reason why he was Mevatel Batul Gzeira was because of Moshe. And if that was the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu while he's alive, therefore his Koyach while he was dead would be even stronger. And the Maratzchias, as well as others, discuss why it's not brought in the Gemara. It's only brought in the Ein Yaakov and in the Bach. And the Yad Yosef in the Ein Yaakov asked that L'chaira, why does the Gemara say that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be Batul Gzeira by the Eagle? There's a Medrash that states that Moshe Rabbeinu was not actually able to be Batul Gzeira by the Eagle, and it was only because of Schus Avos and because of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov that he was able to be Batul Gzeira, as the Pasuk says that Moshe stated, Zechol Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Avadecha. In addition, as we stated, L'chaira, there's no raya that Moshe had a greater power when he was dead than when he was alive, as at the point of the Eagle he was still alive, and therefore some agarius to be the Gaya Eagle, that Ein Echinami, the reason why Klai Yisrael was saved was not based on Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was based on Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, because the Pasuk says, Zechol Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Avadecha, and we see that Moshe and everyone else that was alive during that period of time could not help Klai Yisrael, and it was only the Schusim of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who were already dead at that point, that were able to help Klai Yisrael, and that's the raya that Shechavim and Tzadikim and Misasim, Yosim and Chayim, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, after he's dead, will have a stronger power and will be able to be Mevatel the Gzeira of Golus and of Churban Beis HaMikdash, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, V'am Rab Chama Rab Chinina, Ma'idach Siv, what does the Pasuk mean when it states, Achre Hashem Halikechem Teilechu V'oisi Siro V'es Mitzvayis of Tishmeru V'koilu Sishmo V'oisi Savaydu U'boi Tidbakon. Rab Chama Rab Chinina was bothered, V'chi Efshal Eladim L'halach Ach HaShchina, is it possible for a person to walk after the Shchina and be like the Shchina? Of course, the Shchina is much greater than anyone, but like Fanem, Ke Hashem Halkecha, Eish Eichlu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a fire that consumes everything. El, the Gemara said, L'halach Ach HaMidosh Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means that we should follow the paths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Midas, and Mahu Malbish Arumim, just like we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed those who were not clothes, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, B'digea, Adam and Chava, V'yasa Shem HaKim L'Adam L'Ishtai, Kassus Ova, Yerbishem, after the Chet of Eitz Adas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created clothing for Adam and his wife, Af Ata Halbish Arumim, therefore we should learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should also do Gemilas Chesed, and we should make sure to clothe those who don't have clothing. And the Gemara continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bika Cholim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to visit the sick, the Chsiv, as it says in Pasuk, after Avraham Avinu had the Milah, and it was the third day after the Milah, Vayirei Lo Hashem Be'Leinu Mamre, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and appeared to Avraham Avinu in Leinu Mamre, Af Ata Baka Cholim, therefore you also should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's paths, and we should visit the sick, which is another form of Gemilas Chesed. And of course, if someone is poor, then all the mitzvahs that you would do to give them money or to clothe them would be included in the mitzvah of tzedakah. But if someone is wealthy and you help them out in any case, and you go and visit them, that would of course be included in the mitzvah of the Haftal Recha Kamecha, as Ramban explains. And Rav Chama Ben Chanina continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Aveilim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem Avil, the Chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi Achri Mois Avram, and it was after the death of Avram, Vayivarech Elokim as Yitzchak Benoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and gave a bracha to Yitzchak his son, and as Rashi points out, Nichem Aval Aviv, he came to be Menachem Aviv based on the fact that Avram died, Ubaruch Hu Bichas Aveilim, and he gave him the bracha, which is the standard bracha that we make by Aveilim, and therefore, Af Ata Nachim Aveilim, you should also learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and follow his midas, and you should go to be Menachem Aval. HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered Mesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu busied himself by burying dead people, the Chsiv, as it says in Pasuk B'Degei Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikpa Isser Begai, Af Ata Kfar Mesim, and you should learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you should bury Mesim, and you should be involved in Levayas HaMes. And the Gemara continued that we just mentioned that Mahu, Mal Bashurumim, as the Pasuk says, B'Degei Adam and Chava, Yas Hashem Alakim L'Adam L'Ishtai, Kastas Ar, Vayabishem, and the Gemara brings a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel exactly what Kastas Ar was. Chadam, Adav, Abam, and Ar, one says that it's referring to clothing that's made from something that comes from skin, meaning wool. The Chadama Dava Sha'ar Nenim Menu, and one says it's the type of clothing that protects the skin and gets very close to the skin, referring to linen. We know Rashi and Chumash states that Kosas Ar is referring to nails, and the Targum Edison actually says that was snake skin because all the other behemoths would not give up any of their clothing or any of their wool for Adam and Chava since they already did Avera, and the only one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could get any sort of protection for Adam and Chava from was the snake, since the snake was involved in the Avera. The Gemara continues, Darsh Rav Simloi, Torah Tchilas Gemilas Chasadim, Vesefer Gemilas Chasadim, Rav Simloi dashens that the Torah starts off with Gemilas Chasad, and the end of the Torah also discusses Gemilas Chasad, and this is in order to teach people that a person should be involved in Gemilas Chasad all their life. And the Gemara states, Tchilas Gemilas Chasadim, Dechsev, Vayasar Shem Alkim, Adam Lishtoi, Kassus Av, Vayal Bishem, Vesefer Gemilas Chasadim, Dechsev, Vayikba Isa Begai, and therefore we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu started off in the Torah by creating clothing for Adam and Chava, and he ended off the Torah by going and making sure that Moshe had a proper burial. Mufarshim pointed out that it was an earlier Gemilas Chesed, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu got Adam and Chava married, and L'chair, that's a great Gemilas Chesed of Achrasas Kala. And they explained that the reason why the Gemara did not mention this is because the Gemara wanted to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still did Gemilas Chesed with Adam and Chava, even after they did the Avera, and even after they ate from the Eitz Hadas. And the Gemara continues, Darsh Rav Simloi, Mipnei Manasav Moshe Rabbeinu L'Kanes L'Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe have such a great desire to go in Eretz Yisrael? V'chi that he have to eat from the pears of Eretz Yisrael, or to have enough from the goodness of Eretz Yisrael, El Kacham Moshe, the Moshe Rabbeinu said that Kodesh Baruch Hu as follows: Have a mitzvahs in Stav Yisrael, the Eim Skaim El Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael was commanded that they can't do unless they're in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Akanas Anila Eretz Kadesh Skaim Kula Al Yodi, let me go to Eretz Yisrael in order I should be able to Mekayim all of the mitzvahs. Amal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, Klumat Mevakish El Kabel Schar. The only reason why you want to do mitzvahs is to be Mekabel Schar. So of course we have to understand because Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to be Mekabel Schar, as we know that a person should not do mitzvahs in order to Kabel Schar, and he should do it Lishma, and therefore Tzarek be exactly what the Gemara means. But the Maaseh Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Mani ani alecha kilu asisem." I consider as if you did all these mitzvahs. Then, as the pasuk states in Yeshaya, and we'll explain this pasuk in a moment, "Lachein achalik leberabim v'satzumim yichalik shalol tachas hashara la'mavus nafshay v'espeishim nimna v'hu chet rabim nasa v'la'peishim yafkia." And the Gemara now goes through this pasuk. "Lachein achalik leberabim," Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, even though you didn't actually perform the mitzvahs, I will give you all the schar as if you performed the mitzvahs. Some agarish shani mechalik leschar sholim, then you receive a complete schar. You may think they'll get mitzvahs as if you did this mitzvah like a later generation person, not like the avos who did this mitzvahs on a greater level. That you will divide your schar together with the strong ones, which refers to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, sheinatzum v'teru mitzvahs, because they were considered the strong ones in teru mitzvahs. And then the pasuk states, tachas she'ar l'mavus nafshay. And the reason why you're going to get this great schar is because you meisin nefesh for Klal Yisrael, as Gemara says, shematzah asma l'misa, because Moshe Rabbeinu was meisin nefesh for Klal Yisrael. Shinem, as the pasuk says, v'im ayin mechini na misifcha asher kasafta. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael after the eagle, Moshe Rabbeinu said that if so, I don't want to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, and you could erase my name and completely obliterate me from this world. And the pasuk continues, v'es poishim nimna, that Moshe Rabbeinu was counted amongst those rishoyim who actually did averus in the midbar. And the Gemara explains, shinimna meisin midbar, that Moshe Rabbeinu also died in the midbar, and therefore it seemed that he was also deserving of the same punishment as those who died in the midbar, which was based on them going and doing the eagle, and also believing in the reports of the Meraglim. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was not in either of those averus, for who chet rabim nasa, and even though he wasn't involved in Maisa Eagle, but he lemaisa helped Klai Yisrael get out of the aver of the eagle and receive a kapara for doing the Maisa Eagle, as the Gemara says, Shekipa Maisa Eagle, v'la Peshim Efkia, and he davened for all those who did averus, Shebikash Rachma, Peshim Yisrael, Sheyachs B'tshuva, and he davened for all those that did averus, that he should be able to do tshuva. And we know from this pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for them, because Ve'im Pekia El Tfila, when the pasuk says, V'la Peshim Efkia, is referring to davening Shenema, as the pasuk says, B'negei Yimia, Ata Ata Spal Ba'adam Zeh, V'altisa Ba'adam Rino Tfila, V'altifkabi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yimia not to daven for Klai Yisrael, also not to cry and not to entreat for them. And we see that the Lashon Tifka is a Lashon of Tfila, Hadalach HaMekanel Ishtoi, Hadalach HaMekanel Ishtoi, Hadalach HaMekanel Ishtoi. And we begin the second parak, and the second parak starts off, HaYumevius Minchasa B'teich Kfifa Mitzvahs, and discusses the process of the Saita as to her bringing her Minchas Kanais. Jesus points out, Ein Seda Mishta V'Seda Pasha Mechuvanim, that the Seda of the process of the Saita that's brought in the Torah, and the Seda of the process of the Saita that's brought in our Mishnah, are not going to be exactly the same, and they're not mechuvin. And Taisus points out then, V'lo yidanu lo mishina tana seida. I'm not sure why the Tana changed the seida. Then seida tana dafka is seida pasha, and is the seida of the Tana dafka, or is the seida of the Torah dafka? I in the Taisus. And the Mishnah begins, how maybe's minchas v'teich kfifa mitzvahs. The husband would actually have to buy the minchas kenais, and he would bring that mincha in a basket made out of palm branches. Nois nal yada kadei liaga, and then they would place that basket on her outstretched arms in order to tire her out, and not because of the tenufa, which will occur later on. And the Mishnah continues, by general mincha, at the beginning and at the end, they are placed in the kli sharis, which we'll discuss in the Gemara. And Rashi explains, hashtem mashma, at least in the Havamin, it's mashma, that even when they brought the mincha from their home, they brought it in kli sharis already. However, by the minchas kanais, originally it's placed into the basket, and then only at the end, prior to kmitza, do they put it into kli sharis. The Mishnah continues, all menachas require oil as well as spices. And as the pasuk says, v'yatzik la'ashem v'nasin la'alavoyna, and the Gemara will ask that l'maisa, we know that minchas chaytai is different than all the other menachas, and the Gemara will discuss this. However, v'zu ain't a tuna lo'ashem v'lo'alavoyna, the minchas knais comes dry and doesn't have any oil or any levoyna, as Rashi says, as the pasuk says, lo'yitzik la'ashem, etc. The Mishnah continues, kol menachas bayis benachitin, all menachas of a yachid, all brought from wheat flour, v'zu ba menasarin. However, the minchas knais is brought from barley. The Mishnah continues that even b'negei minchas oima, which is a minchas tziba that's brought from sairin, alpa pisha b'am nasairin, even though it comes from barley, he hayis bar geres v'zu bar kemach, that the there was a major difference because the Milchus HaEmah was brought barley that was made into very fine flour, as Rashi explains that it was actually sieved 13 times, and therefore it was similar to the Soilus of wheat, which is considered very fine flour. However, the Milchus Knais was brought from unprocessed barley flour, and it was brought exactly as it was ground up. The Mishnah and Zohar for Gonlil HaEmah, Kashem Shemaseh Maisa Behema, that since she did a Maisa which was like a Maisa Behema, Kach Karbon a Maisa Behema, and therefore when she brings her carbon and she brings her Milchus Knais, it will be brought from something which is used as fodder for an animal, and it is brought from unprocessed barley flour. And the Gemara begins, Tani will enter the Braisa, Abachonin HaEmah, Mishum Rabbeleza, Abachonin stated in the name of Rabbeleza. The reason why the woman would have to hold her Mincha was Kedei Liago, in order to tire her out and exhaust her, and in order that she should be Moida, that she was Mizana, and this way she wouldn't have to drink from the Mayim Amarim, and she would not potentially die. And Rabbeleza continues, Imkachachas Terel, I agree with you, if the Terel is so careful and has Rachmanis, even on that person who did not bear, so Kavachim Alaytsu Sinai, then certainly the Terel has such great Rachmanis on someone that does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And the Gemara continues, Mayim Mishum Dechasahu, had Rabbeleza know that the reason why they wanted to tire her out was in order that she should mit, in order to save her. And the Gemara asks, Dilma Kechala Timchak Megillah, maybe the reason why they wanted to tire her out is in order that she should be Maida, and this way they would not have to raise the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Mayim Marim, and they wouldn't cause Mechikas Hashem. And the Gemara explains, Kasava, the Rabbeleza hold, and we continue on the Daf Yudal and Beis, Mashka V'achach Makvis Minchasa, that the order of the process of the Saita was that she first would drink from the Mayim Marim, and only afterwards would she bring her Mincha, and the only time that Mayim Marim would actually have an effect is only after she brought the Mincha. And since at this point she's up to bring her Mincha, therefore she already drank from the Mayim Marim, and as the Gemara says, the Imash Megillah, if it's because we're concerned to scrape away the Neva Kadosh Baruch Hu on the scroll, how Imcha Kala, it was already erased, and she already drank from the Mayim Marim, and therefore that can't be the reason why we'd want to tire her out, and therefore Rabbeleza says that the reason why we tire her out is in order to give her one more chance to be Maida, and to say that I'm really guilty, and this way she won't bring a Mincha, and then the Mayim Marim will not have its effect, and she will not die, and that is Rachmanus that the Torah had on her, and at this point it had nothing to do with our concern from Mechikas Hashem. And of course this point of the Gemara is only relevant to the Brice that we just brought down, was stated by Abba Chanan in the name of Rabbeleza. However, in our Mishnah itself, where the Mishnah stated V'neisenes al yadeh kedei liyaga, that we placed the basket on our arms in order to tire her out, it's possible that the Mishnah holds that the Mincha Saita was brought before she drank from the Mayim Marim, and therefore we were worried about Mechikas Hashem, and would not be a raya that Torah was chas on her and was concerned that she shouldn't die. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Kol Menachais, that all the Menachais were brought at the beginning in Klisharis and at the end in Klisharis. And the Gemara asks for a Minu, but Lamaisa, this will be against the following Braisa. As say the Menachais Ketzah, the Braisa tells us, what is the order of the Menachais? And the Seder is, Adam Mevi Mincha Metech Beisai, a person brings a Mincha from his house, because he shall Kesav the Shelzav, in baskets made of silver and gold, Benaisal take Klisharis, Mekatrib Klisharis, and he places it in the Klisharis, and he's Mekadashit in a Klisharis at the time that it comes to the Azara, Benaisal Esham. He then puts the oil and the levain on it, and that is kosher bizar. And at that point, he has to give it to the kohen to continue the process. The kohen melicha etzel mizbech, and the kohen brings it towards the mizbech. Umagisha b'karen drayvus mizarvus, and he brings it close to the southwest corner of the mizbech. Keneged chutah shakaren, he brings it close to the corner of the daya, and that's enough. Umisalkas the levain tzad echad, and the kohen then pushes the levain to one side. The kohen to makom shesra b'shamna, and he makes sure to take the kmitza from a place where the oil and the flour mix together very well. And now that the kohen took the kmitza, which will eventually go on to the mizbech, so then the nesil will take klisharis, the mekatchev klisharis. He takes the actual kmitza and he places it into a klisharis, and he's mekadosh it in the klisharis, umalakis levainasa, and then he gathered together all the levaina, the nesil al gabav, and he placed the levaina on top of the kmitza, umaleu maktir with klisharis, and he brings it up to the top of the mizbech, and he's maktir it in the klisharis, umalcho the nesil al gabav ishim. And since the Torah says, al kol korbancho takar melech, therefore he puts salt on it and he places it on top of the fire, and karva kmitz, once the kohen brings the kmitza on the mizbech, she around necholim, then at that point the kohen could eat the rest of the mincha. Rai stands off for showing a kohen little teche yayin v'shem advash, that the kohen has a right to go and mix this mincha with anything, and he could put in other ingredients. He could put wine, oil, and honey in it. In asur and elam l'chametz, and he only has an issa that he can't go and make this mincha into chametz. He has to make sure that this mincha never becomes chametz, as otherwise it would be us of him to eat it. The question of the Gemara is that in our Mishnah we stated kol menachas tchilasa v'seifim m'klisharis, which is mashma that a person brings his mincha to the Beis Hamikdash when it's already in the klisharis, and Tani Mir, and this Brice has stated, because shel kesef, because shel zav, that he brings it into the Beis Hamikdash in baskets of gold and silver, it's not initially in the klisharis, and only once he got to the Zara, then the Brice has stated, v'neis l'tay klisharis, u'mekatcha b'klisharis. And the Gemara answers, Amar Papa, eima b'kil maruin l'klisharis, let's say that what a Mishnah meant to say is not that he actually initially puts it into Kli Sharis, as of course while it's in his house, he can't put it in Kli Sharis. However, when it's in his house, he makes sure to put it into Kalim that would be fit to be Kli Sharis, since they are made of gold and silver. And the Gemara asks, Mechlal de Kfifa Mitzvahs Lo Chazya, it seems from our Mishnah that the only time that you place a Mincha in the Kfifa Mitzvahs was only B'negiyah Saita, and that Kli is not Roy for Kli Sharis. And the Gemara asks, come on, who is this going like? The Lo Krav Yisrael Biuda, it would seem that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rav Yisrael Biuda, the Tanya we learned to the Brisa, Kli Sharis She'asa and Shal Eitz. If you have Kli Sharis, which is made out of wood, Rebbe Paisel, Rebbe says it's Paisel, and Rav Yisrael Biuda Machshir, Rav Yisrael Biuda says that's Kosher, and L'chayr over here also, this basket that we mentioned on Mishnah, B'negiya, the Minchas K'nais of the Saita, should also be Kosher as a Kli Sharis, and if so, L'chayr, there's no difference between the Mincha Saita and a regular Mincha. And the Gemara answers, Afilu Tamer Rav Yisrael Biuda, we could say that our Mishnah is going like Rav Yisrael Biuda, Eimu Da'am Rav Yisrael Biuda B'chashuvim, that even though Rav Yisrael Biuda said that you could use a wood Kli, that's only if you have a Kli that is a Chosh of a Kli, and even though it's not made of gold and silver, it could still be used as a Kli Sharis. Rav Yisrael Biuda never said that a person could use something which is an inferior Kli for a Kli Sharis. As less later, Rav Yisrael Biuda, do you think that Rav Yisrael Biuda does not hold the pasuk that is brought in Malachi that states, V'chisagishin evil is bayach in ra, V'chisagishu pisach v'choyla v'in ra, that do you think that if you bring a korban for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has a mum, or if it's a choyla, that you think that you didn't do anything wrong, HaKrivel no'le b'chasecha ha'yirtzecha o'yayisa panecha o'ma Hashem tzavachis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, would you bring such a korban to the governor or to the king? Of course you wouldn't do so, and he wouldn't accept it, and therefore, of course, you can't bring such korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. And therefore, while it's true that certainly Lefi Rabbi Yisi, you could use a wood kleli as a Kli Sharis, however, that's because it's at least a chashav kleli. However, a basket of reeds, which is definitely not a chashav kli, cannot be used as a Kli Sharis, and that's why Mishnah said that even Lefi Rabbi Yisi, there is a major chilut between a regular mincha and a mincha saita, as by regular mincha, you have to bring that mincha to the Beis Hamikdash in a beautiful kleli, even though it's not a Kli Sharis. However, when a gate of minchas kenais, the saita brings her mincha in a basket made of reeds, which is not royal Kli Sharis, since it's an inferior Kli. And the Gemara continues to explain the Braisa, V'noisnal Kli Sharis U'mekatchav Kli Sharis. Once you get to the Azara, you place your flower into a Kli Sharis, and you mekatchav Kli Sharis, and it's mashma, you have to have specific intent to mekatchav in a Kli Sharis, and it's not good enough just to place it in a Kli Sharis. And therefore the Gemara states, Shmash Mina, L'chayr, we should be able to bring a raif in this Braisa, that Kli Sharis ain't mekatchav El Medas, that the only way that Kli Sharis will be mekatchav something is only if you have specific intent when you place it in the Kli Sharis. But if you don't have specific intent, then it will not receive Kedusha Guf. And of course, there's a major nafkamina if something is considered Kedusha Guf, or if it only has Kedusha's Peh and Kedusha's Damim. As Rashi says, that if something has Kedusha's Damim, then in and of cells, Betulayim, Uvelina, Vim Nitbeis, Niftes, and if it becomes Tummy, she could be pointed. However, once a carbon or a mincha would have Kedusha Guf, then in the cells, Betulayim, Uvelina, Ve'in Lapidyan, Ayin and Rashi. And the Gemara answers that really, when placing something in the Klisharis, you don't have to have specific intent, and Ema, nice to be Klisharis. Instead of reading the Braisa that you placed in the Kli Sharis and you have to be Mekadosh in Kli Sharis, we understand that the Braisa is telling us that you placed in the Kli Sharis in order that it should be Mekadosh by itself and will have Kedusha Guf by just going into the Kli Sharis, and you don't need specific intent. And the Gemara continued and explains the Braisa which stated that after you place the Mincha into Kli Sharis, even the Bailim can place oil and the Levina on top of the Mincha. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, that he could place the oil on it and he could place the levina on top of the flower, and only afterwards the pasuk say in pasuk beis v'avia b'nei Aaron hakoinim. At that point, the b'nei Aaron hakoinim have to take over the avodah, and they would have to do the avodah, and it would be pasul bizarre. And the gemara continues with melicha etzel kayin, and then bring it to the kayin. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, v'avia b'nei Aaron hakoinim, and they would now bring their mincha to the children of Aaron who are kayhanim. And the brisa continues with kayin melicha etzel mizbech. The kayin now brings it towards the mizbech. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, v'gisha al mizbech, that the kayin will now bring it closer to the Mizbech. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's just point out that there's a general machlekes as to the position of the Mizbech in the Beis Hamikdash. At least for our Gemara, let's just understand two of those shitas. One shita is that the Mizbech was actually situated right in the center of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it actually blocked the doorway of the Beis Hamikdash, which led to the Kodesh and to the Kodesh Kedoshim. However, as we will explain, Rabbi Lezer holds that the Mizbech was situated all the way on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash, and its actual endpoint, which was to the south of the Beis Hamikdash, was at the exact center point of the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, and the edge of the Mizbeach was at the exact midpoint of the opening towards the Hechel and the Kodesh Kedoshim. And then from that point, the ramp of the Mizbeach went towards the south and got closer to the wall of the Azara of the south side of the Beis Hamikdash. This machlokes will help us understand the next Gemara, as the Gemara begins that the Braisa stated Magisha b'keren dreimis maravis, and the Kohen would now bring the klisharis which had the kmitz in it and bring it to the southwest corner of the mizbech keneged chudish al keren, and bring it to the actual corner of the southwest corner of the mizbech v'dayel, and that would be enough. The Gemara states minol, and how do we notice the chsiv, as the pasuk says v'zeis teres hamincha hakvav eisav b'nei aron l'fnei Hashem al pnei mizbech, that the Torah says this is the Torah of the mincha and this is the way that you should bring the mincha, that the b'nei aron will bring the kmitza in front of Hashem and in the front of the mizbech. And we know that generally l'fnei Hashem means in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of the Kodesh and in front of the Kodesh Kodashim. And we also know that when the Torah tells us that pnei mizbech, it means the front of the mizbech. And as we discussed, the actual ramp of the mizbech was on the south side of the mizbech, and therefore that would be considered the front of the mizbech because that's the way you entered onto the mizbech. And the Gemara now brings two shitas v'tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, l'fnei Hashem, since the Torah says that you should bring the kmitza in front of Hashem, so Yaakov Amarev, you would think that when you bring the kmitza, you should bring it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you should bring it on the west side of the Mizbech, because that is the side of the Mizbech where you're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're closer to Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim. Tam Leimah, therefore the Pasuk tells us, El Pnei Mizbech, that the kmitza should be brought to the front of the Mizbech, which is of course on the south side. So El Pnei Mizbech, and if you can tell me that the Pasuk tells us you should bring it to the south side of the Mizbech, Yaakov Adarim, and you tell me that this means the south side, Tam Leimah L'fnei Hashem, but the Pasuk also says that the kmitza should be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and should be on the west side. Therefore the Braisa is, HaKetzad, how can you fulfill both of these obligations? The Tanakhama, who we already explained, holds that the Mizbech actually filled the entire space in front of the Kodesh Kodashim and in front of the Kodesh, and actually filled the entire space even of the walls of the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim. Therefore, the Fida Tanakhama, it doesn't seem that there's a way to be Mekayim both of these Psukim, and the Gemara therefore explains Magisha B'Karen Drivus Maravis, according to Tanakhama, you would actually bring the Klisharis, which has the Kmitz in it, towards the southwest corner and keep it on the west side of the Mizbech, it'll keep it as close to the corner as possible, and that will suffice. And since Lamaisa, it's still on the west side, and therefore, even though it's not in the airspace, and you can't walk directly from that point, directly to the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim, the opening to the Heichal and to the Kodesh Kodashim was situated in the middle 20 Amos of the Mizbech, and therefore, at the point at the corner, you're really 6 Amos away from the doorway, but you're still at the point where the walls of the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim are opposite the space where you're actually bringing the Kmitza towards the Mizbech. And since you're also at the south corner, so therefore we also consider that a kiyum of Pnei Mizbech, and that suffices according to Tanakhama. However, as we stated, Rabbi Elazar argues in Tanakhama, and Rabbi Elazar holds that the Mizbech was situated all the way on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, and the far end of the south part of the Mizbech actually ended at the midpoint of the opening of the doorway that would lead into the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim. And therefore Rabbi Elazar states as follows, Yochel Yagishenu B'Marav Shalkaren, you would think you bring it actually to the west side of the corner, but leave it on the west side, or you'd bring the kmitza and you'd bring the klisharis towards the south side of the karen, but leave it on the south side completely. And Rebbe Elazar brings a klal, a matter that we learned, anytime you find two psukim, if you go with one of the psukim, you'll be able to mekayim that pasuk as well as the other pasuk. But if you go with the other pasuk, then it'll be mekayim itself, but it'll be vatal the words of the other pasuk, then menichim shem mekayim atzmai mevatel chaveri, then you don't go and fulfill the mekayim atzmai mevatel chaveri, v'toyfsa shem mekayim atzmai mekayim chaveri, and you grab on to the one that if you do it will be mekayim itself, and also have a kiyum to the second pasuk as well, and therefore you'll be able to fulfill both psukim. Therefore Rabbi Elazar states, although the Tanakhama said that you take the kmitza that's in the klisharis and you bring it to the corner of the west side of the mizbech and bring it as close as possible to the south side of the mizbech, however zok Rabbi Elazar the opposite, you should make sure to take the kmitzo that's in the klisharis and keep it on the south side of the mizbech and keep it as close as possible to the west side of the mizbech, when then you'll be able to fill both psukim. As Rabbi Elazar continues to explain, kishata imel fnei Hashem b'mayiv, if you're going to say that you're going to take the klisharis that has the kmitzo to it and put it on the west side of the mizbech and you'll fulfill the pasuk of lefnei Hashem, at that point betalta pnei mizbech b'darim, you will be mevatel the pasuk that states that you have to have the klisharis with the kmitzo on the side of the mizbech that's called a pnei mizbech, which is the front of the mizbech, which we explain is the south side of the mizbech, and right now you only brought the kmitza to the west side of the mizbech and not the south side. However, if you can take the kmitza that's in the klisharis and you can place it on the south side of the mizbech, certainly you'll be mekayim the pasuk that states that you have to put the kmitza al pnei mizbech by the front of the mizbech, which is on the south side, and kiyamta lefnei Hashem b'mayiv. And in this manner, you also mekayim the other pasuk, as at this point it's still lefnei Hashem. And of course, this is based on Rabbi Elazar's shita, the side of the Mizbeach was still at the point where it was opposite the opening of the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, since the end point of the Mizbeach actually ended in middle of the doorway that entered into the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. And Rabbi Eliezer ends off, HaKetzad, so what is the best way that you could be Mekayim the Pasuk of Lefnei Hashem and Al Pnei Mizbeach is Magishal Drei Mishal Keren, you bring it as close to the south side corner of the Mizbeach, which is on the west as well, and this way you'll be Mekayim both Al Pnei Mizbeach, because of course it's still on the south side, and it's Al Pnei Mizbeach, and it's also in front of Hashem, as even though it's not on the west side of the Mizbeach, but Lemaisa, from the south side of the Mizbeach, you can see directly into the Ulam, and directly into the area of the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. And we already mentioned the next part of the Gemara, in order to make our Gemara much simpler, and the Gemara asks, Behechen Kiyamta, if the Klisharis is on the south side of the Mizbeach, then how are you Mekayim Lefnei Hashem? And Amar Rabashi explains, Kasava Itana, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Kulim Mizbeach, Betzavikai, that the entire Mizbeach was situated on the north side of the Azara, and therefore, of course, even if you're on the south side of the Mizbeach, you're still Lefnei Hashem, and you're still situated right directly opposite the Heichal and the Ulam, and directly opposite the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Gemara continues, and asks, My Vidayai, we saw this word Vidayai twice, once in the Brice at the beginning of the Gemara, and number two, when we're explaining the Gemara, and we brought the sheet of the Tanakhama that argued in Rabbi Eliezer, the Geir Agosh of the Kemitza, and he also used the Lashon Vidayai. The Gemara asks, why do we keep saying this word Vidayai, and it's enough? What would we have me know that you need more than this? So Rav Ashi, explains, Istrich, that actually is a Chiddush, Salkadayt Chamina, you have more of thought, Tibayi Agosh is Ben Chagufa, then not only do you have to bring the Klisharis close to the Mizbeach, and actually touch the Mizbeach with the Klisharis, but maybe you would think that there would be a requirement to tilt the Kli towards the Mizbeach, and some of the flower would actually have to touch the Mizbeach, Kamash Malan, that there is no requirement, and all you have to do is make sure that the Klisharis touches the Mizbeach. And the Gemara asks, Ve'im Ha'chidami, and maybe you actually have to have the Kmitza touch the Mizbeach, and who said that's enough, that just Klisharis should touch the Mizbeach? And the Gemara explains, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ve'krival Koyim Ve'gishal Mizbeach, that the Koyim brings the Klisharis that has a Kmitza in it towards the Mizbeach, and he brings that close to the Mizbeach, and Ma'akrava Eitzel Koyim Be'kli, just like the Krava of the Koyim is done in a Kli, so Afagosha Eitzel Mizbeach Be'kli, therefore that Gosha towards the Mizbeach is also done in a Kli, and all you have to do is make sure the Klisharis touches the Mizbeach, and you don't have to have the actual Kmitza touch the Mizbeach. And the Brisa continues, Mesalik is Levinas Lutzad Echad, and you move the Levina to one side, and the Gemara explains, Kehechle Tikbus Pahadim Mincha, because the Koyim is about to do Kmitza, and you want to make sure that when the Koyim does the Kmitza, he doesn't have anything in his hand aside for the flour and the oil, and the Levina cannot be part of the Kmitza. If you have any foreign element that's within the Kmitza, it would not be considered the share of a Kmitza. The Kmitza has to be the full amount of flour and oil that fits in the Koyim's three fingers. Gemara explains that this is based on the Mishnah Masechtos Menachos and Daf Vavim Alav Kedithnan Kamatz Va'ol B'Yadei Tzara, if the Koyim did Kmitza and a pebble came into his hand, a Gaga Melech, or one grain of salt, a kart levaino, or levaino got into his fingers, puzzle, then the kmitza is considered puzzle, and that's why we have to make sure that you push the levaino to a different side while you're doing the kmitza. And the Brisa continued, V'koyim to makim shiz rabbi shamna, the Koyim does the kmitza in a place where the shemen and the flour mix together very well. And the Gemara explains, Menolan, how do we notice? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, misalta umishamna, and some nakayish, the next words are migirsa umishamna. Either way, the same point applies, that the Torah tells us specifically when you take the kmitza, you should take from the fine flour as well as its oil, and b'negei karban oimer, it says you should take from the fine barley flour and from its oil, and therefore we have to make sure that the flour and oil in that spot will mix together well. And the Gemara continues, v'neisel te klisharis mekachim klisharis, when the Koyim does the kmitza, he placed the kmitza in a separate klisharis, and he's mekadosh the klisharis, or like we explained before, that once he places it in the second klisharis, it becomes kadosh me'elav. And the Gemara asks, lamli hakitcha kadozimna, why do you have to put it into a second klisharis and be mekadosh it if it was already kadosh when you already place it in the first klisharis? The Gemara explains that just like we know by a regular carbon of a behema, you have to take the dam of the neck of the animal and you place it into a cup in order to do zrika. So the kmitza of the mincha is similar to the dam of the carbon. Therefore, it also has to be placed in the klisharis. And as the Gemara explains, midiyat dehava adam, that the din of kmitza has similarity to the din of dam of a behema. As we know that b'negeid dam afagav the kadishte sakim b'tzav behema, that even though the dam was already mekudish by coming into contact with the knife that you did shchita on the behema with, as the knife that was used in the Beis HaMikdash was a klisharis, and even so, hadam mekadosh lo b'klisharis, the Koyim has to place it into klisharis in order to do that gosher and in order to do the zrika, and therefore hakanami lo shna b'negeid mincha, the same thing applies, that the Koyim has to take the kmitza and place it in the klisharis in order to do hagosher and in order to do haktara on the mizbeach. And the brisa continued, umalakis levainos levainos l'agabav, and then the Koyim takes the levaino and places it on top of the soilis of the kmitza. The Gemara explains, where do we know it's from? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, says clearly that he remembered Bekumsa Miselus Amincha Mishamna, Ves Kol Levina Hashal Amincha, Behiktam is Beach, Reich Nichoich, Askurosal Hashem. So we see that after you have the Kmitza, then you place the Levina on the Kmitza, and then you bring it onto the Mizbeach, and we will stop over here.